1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 1.
Dear Timothy, this letter is from me, Paul. God picked me out to be his special messenger to tell people about Jesus Christ. Those two, God and Jesus, they told me to do this work. God is the one that will save us, and we can be sure that Jesus will always look after us. They gave me this job to tell everybody this message about them. Timothy, I told you about Jesus and you really believed in him. So now I love you like you are my own son. I pray to God and to Jesus Christ, our leader, that they will show you that they love you. I am asking them to be good to you and to make you feel happy and quiet inside yourself.
Some people teach the wrong message. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3.
Do you remember the time that we were in Ephesus and I got up to go to Macedonia? At that time, I told you to stay there in Ephesus. There were some people in Ephesus that were teaching the wrong message, and I wanted you to stay and straighten them out. Those people think a lot about old-time stories that are not true, and they think about the list of names of people in their family. Then from there, they teach people lies. People that listen to them just get into useless arguments. People shouldn't do that, but they have to learn about God and the way he works. They have to learn to believe in God and do whatever he wants. So I want you to tell those lying teachers to stop teaching those wrong things. You see, you have to teach people to do what is right and to believe in God properly, and to never think about bad things. Then they will properly love each other all the time. We want people to follow these things that we teach and to live that way. But those lying teachers don't do this. They go all wrong. They just talk about useless things all the time. They reckon they teach the law that God gave to Moses, and they want everybody to respect them. But they don't understand that law properly. They tell people to do things, and they think they are always right. But really, they don't know what they are talking about. We all know that the law that God gave to Moses is good, so long as people teach it the right way. We have to remember that God gave that law to punish the people that do wrong, not the people that do the right thing. That law is there to stop crooks and cheeky ones, and those that forget about God and everything that belongs to God. It is there to stop those that want to murder other people, and even murder their own father or mother. That law is there to stop those people that just want to sleep with anybody and do what married people do together. It is there to stop men that want to sleep with other men as if they are women. It is there to stop those that grab other people to make them prisoners and force them to work for no pay. It is there to stop those people that trick other people by lying to them. That law is there to stop all those kinds of bad things that people do if they don't listen to God's word. They do all kinds of bad things. But if we think about that good story about Jesus, we know all those things are wrong. And I go and tell that good story about Jesus to everybody. That's my job. Our wonderful God gave me this job.
Jesus picked Paul to be an example. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12.
I really want to thank our leader, Jesus Christ. He makes me strong enough to do this job. He reckoned I will do this work properly. So he picked me out to do it for him, and I thank him for that. I used to be really cheeky to Jesus Christ before I ever believed in him. I used to say bad things about Jesus, and I used to make trouble for anybody that believed in Jesus. I didn't believe in Jesus at that time, so I didn't know the true story. But God was really good to me. He let me turn around and join up with Jesus Christ. And Jesus helped me to really trust God properly and to love everyone properly. You sometimes hear people say this: Jesus Christ came into this world to save bad people, to make them into better people. This is very true, and everybody has to believe it. And it tells the story about me too. I was really bad. I was worse than anybody else. But God wanted to show everybody that he will save anyone that believes in Jesus, even really bad people. So he picked me to be an example. I was really bad, but Jesus waited for me to believe in him. So we can know that Jesus is waiting, and he wants everybody to believe in him, no matter if they are really bad. If they believe in him, he will save them, and they will live forever. This shows that God is really great. He is the biggest boss, and he lives forever, even though nobody can see him. He is the only one that is God. Everybody has to really praise him forever and ever. Amen. You are like a son to me, Timothy, so I am telling you to do these things. Do you remember some time ago, the Holy Spirit told the Christians there a message about you? Well, you have to think about that message so that you can stand up against things that are wrong, like a soldier that stands up and fights against an enemy. You have to keep on believing God's word and keep on doing the right thing so that you will never feel bad about yourself. Some people heard about God, but they didn't try to go the right way. And now they don't believe in God anymore. Those two men called Hymenaeus and Alexander, they are like that. So I ask God to let the boss of the bad spirits called Satan punish those two men so that they will learn not to tell lies about God.